At the end of our last podcast, I asked, why did the Canadian bison cross the Pacific? Well, according to my next guest, it's because there's a market on the other side, and not just for Canadian bison. Many Canadian food products, from beef to processed foods, have been successful in the Philippines, but my next guest says it takes more than a one-way ticket across the Pacific to whet Filipino appetites. Stick around to find out why getting there is just half the battle. I'm Michael Mancini, Editor-in-Chief of Canada Export, the e-magazine of the Canadian Trade Commissioner's Service. By the way, you can check us out online at canadexport.gc.ca. And please take some time to write a review of our podcasts on iTunes.com. Just use the search word Canada Export. Tell us what you think and how we can improve. If you have story ideas or business questions you want answered by our worldwide network of trade commissioners, let me know. Just send an email to canad.export@international.gc.ca. Now, back to the show. With me on the line is Butch De La Cruz, Trade Commissioner at the Canadian Embassy in Manila. Welcome, Butch.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you for this opportunity.
Now, Butch, before we dig into our conversation, I just want to play a clip for you to set this all up. Earlier, I spoke with Sherwin Choi, President and CEO of PTC Commercial Corporation, a Filipino importer of Canadian food products like pasta, canola oil, beef, seafood, and processed food. This is what he had to say about what he thinks of Canadian food and beverage products, but also about what it will take for Canadian companies to really succeed there. Here it is.
I believe for the last almost closing to 20 years, my experience with Canadian product is very good. Very good in the sense that the quality is one of the world best. In as far as this product doing in the local market, many times I have the feeling that we don't have enough follow-up. The Philippines is a very not a very mature market, and follow-up through continuous marketing is very important. I'm not just sure of why not enough follow-up is being done. So personally, my thought on this one is really continuous follow-up.
Okay, there you have it, Butch. He made a few good points there. Let's start with marketing. Are Canadian companies not paying enough attention to the importance of marketing and continuous follow-up?
Well, Michael, I would say that's true. It is indeed very difficult without direct promotional support from the exporter, which regrettably is common among Canadian companies, by the way. And regrettably, the fact is it is not the case with companies from the United States, from Australia, or from most European countries. Canada is clearly disadvantaged in this regard, not by the peculiarities of the market, okay, but more by its, shall I say, limited financial capacity to match or address the competition.
Okay, but as you know, to get back to Canadian bison for a minute, the Canadian Embassy in Manila organized a friendly cook-off of all Canadian ingredients aboard Canadian frigate HMCS Ottawa this past summer. It was a really cool event that had international chefs who are based in upscale hotels in Manila and Cebu participate. And one of those ingredients was Canadian bison. Now, the Peninsula Hotel now has Canadian bison on the menu of its signature restaurant, so it's on the market. So some Canadian companies are getting the message then, no?
Well, actually, at this point, Michael, we are looking at it as at an entry level, so we're not seeing any real successes yet in the market. It is in the market. But again, we're there at the beginning, so we couldn't say yet whether it would be successful in the market. We encourage those individual exporters who belong to, let's say, an industry association, to have the industry association itself get together and focus on targeted initiatives in the market. One clear example I could highlight to you is the Canadian pork industry. Canada Pork International, for instance, has made a very strategic approach to this market way back in 1996 when the Philippine market was actually still closed to imported pork. But CPI had already looked into the market and worked with us closely, the Trade Commissioner Service in Manila, to try to gain access to the market. And in that respect, the research that accompanied that effort enabled their member companies to understand the market, so much so that when the market opened finally, a year after, in 1997, Canada was the first supplier of imported pork to the market. And Canada has dominated this market in terms of imported pork ever since, up to the present time. And the Philippines, for instance, right now, I think, is ranked as among the top 10 markets of Canada for pork in the whole world, which is, you know, sometimes I find it hard to believe in. You know, the Philippines is such a small market. But in terms of the pork industry, for instance, which had a focused and strategic approach to this market, the success is unprecedented.
Okay, now I just want to pick up on something else that Sherwin said. Now, he said it was quality that attracts him to Canadian food products. And as you know, Canadian companies can benefit from the quality is in our nature brand that our partners at Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada are working really hard on. Now, what are some of the benefits Canadian companies can take advantage of when it comes to the quality is in our nature marketing effort?
Here's the thing. Canada in the Philippine market is well known for high quality food products. That's a given. So there is no real challenge in building up Canada's reputation further here in terms of quality food. What the challenge that I think that is facing us in the field as government and private sector is how to keep that reputation by exhibiting quality in other business elements. If we take, for instance, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada's new branding strategy, they talk about a brand promise, okay? These are the other business elements that pose a challenge to a market such as the Philippines. By brand promise, by other business elements, we're talking about, first, you know, consistency in the quality of product that's being delivered. Second, I would say, is reliability in deliveries. Canadian exporters should not just look at a spot sale or a one-time sale. The market here is ready and willing to look at long-term business, and that is the way Canadian exporters should look at this market as well. Keeping the personal touch in the business relationship is another must, and that's not only confined to the Philippines. That's Asia. There are clear reasons, I guess, why a Canadian company would be discouraged about even looking at the Philippines. One is distance. Ocean freight out of Vancouver, for instance, for a container of meat, frozen meats from Canada, would take a minimum 28 days to land in Manila. A similar reefer container out of Australia would take a week. Another challenge, for instance, is given that the Philippines is a relatively small market, it has small requirements. So, you know, it's hard to sell a single product here if you were a Canadian exporter. If you are a single product exporter, the only way to get to this market is to be part of a consolidated cargo of some other products mixed together in a single container. These are normally done by cargo what we call cargo consolidators, based in either the East Coast or the West Coast of Canada, the West Coast of the United States, who actually get paid by an importer here to assemble, to source different products from all across Canada, put it together in a container, and ships it to the Philippines.
That's an interesting point, Butch. I just want to make a quick point about that, actually. If Canadian companies are looking to get in touch with consolidators, either in Canada or in the United States, the best place to start is to contact the regional offices of the Canadian Trade Commissioner Service. We have them across Canada, and they're the best first stop, if that's what you're looking for. So, Butch, how difficult is getting your product to the market this way, using consolidators?
Very easy. In fact, that is what is happening right now, Michael. I just had a visitor here from the eastern part of Canada, a meatpacker. And the reason why he came out half the world away to visit the market is because he was surprised that they were selling their product to the Philippines without their knowing, because it's been going through a U.S.-based consolidator trader, so to speak. And I guess that's how Canadian product in the past has been coming in and penetrating the Philippine market, is through consolidated containers done in the mainland United States by U.S. companies.
Okay, so we've covered what happens on the Canadian side of the ocean. How tough is it to find the right importer in the Philippines?
Okay, that actually falls into one of our four key services. And one of those key services of the Trade Commissioner Service is identifying qualified contacts in the market. We keep track of existing importers, distributors of food items. We keep track of those who import Canadian products already. We watch how their business are progressing, so that if there is interest from a new exporter or an existing Canadian exporter with a new product, then we do have a pool of qualified potential importer distributors in the Philippines whom we could match with potential Canadian exporters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what should Canadian companies look for in an importer?
Track record is important. Size of the business, how long they've been in the import and distribution business, scope of the market here, as to whether they're just confined to Metro Manila or are they distributing throughout the country.
Yeah.
That is what a Canadian exporter should look for in a potential importer, but that we are in a position to provide some of that information.
Well, thanks, Butch. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Michael, again, for this opportunity.
I was speaking to Butch de la Cruz, Trade Commissioner at the Canadian Embassy in Manila. If you are a Canadian entrepreneur or work for a Canadian company and you can use some of the help trade commissioners like Butch de la Cruz can provide, go to tradecommissioner.gc.ca. It's Canada's most comprehensive network of international business professionals, and they're at your fingertips. Now, I'd just like to leave you with the following numbers. Approximately 45% of Canadian domestic food and agricultural production is exported either directly as primary products or indirectly as part of processed products. In fact, last year, Canada exported over $32 billion worth of food and agriculture products around the world. So if you're involved, you'll want to know more about the Canada brand for food and agriculture and the slogan, "Quality is in our nature." On their website, you can find consumer and buyer market research from Canada's key export markets, tools and templates, Canada brand graphics, the brand promise, and much more. Just go to canadaexport.gc.ca/podcasts to get all the links you'll need in our resource section, including the "Quality is in our nature" site. It's great, by the way. Now, if you like this podcast, you can download more at canadexport.gc.ca or on iTunes using the search word Canada Export. Please write us a review again and let us know what you think. Join me for our next show when I talk to Professor George Yip, Dean of the Rotterdam School of Management, about the rise of global value chains. I'm Michael Mancini, signing off for now. This is a podcast from the Government of Canada.